fucking retard.
That was a strong one, wasn't it?
What if I just started crying?
That's a good way to start the pod.
Oh my god, welcome back.
Oh shit, are we starting?
Welcome back.
Damn.
Do another
episode. You know what, Brady? Hit me. The salt? Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that before we even do the
opening? Nah, but we'll keep them right here ready to rock.
Welcome back!
To another episode of Rampin'.
Down.
Fuck that up. Huh?
We missed you.
Guess who's back?
Hey, mama.
Is mamacita? Mommy? Mamacita?
Let me holler at you real quick.
Oh, man. All right, let's plug dates and get this show going. All God right, dang.
Welcome back to another episode of Rampin' Up with Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. And before we get into the episode.
That's right.
Just want to tell y'all where I'll be.
Where you going to be? Tell them.
Yeah. I feel like you're like emotionally behind me, like jumping.
Yeah.
Terror.
I'm your hype man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. On July 9th, I have two shows in Tacoma, Washington. July 10th.
Damn.
I'm in Spokane, Washington.
Talk to him.
July 13th. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah,
SLC,
baby.
Come on, you Mormons.
July 25th, I'm in New York City. Yeah.
Gramercy Theater.
I'm doing my first theater, so whoop. Get your tickets or I will quit comedy. July 26th.
Wait, what?
I'm in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yep, that's in Connecticut
and
for sure.
July
never doubted it.
30th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL, go
July
Braves.
July 31st, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeehaw, go
that's
Sounds.
That's just July. For all your tickets, go to FionaGully.com or hit that link in my bio on Instagram. Okay, Matt, where are you going to be?
Does it even matter? I'm going to be out with Rodney Carrington. I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
Nothing.
God. Damn. I'll know in a week or two. Yo, I'm going to be out with Rodney a little bit on his dates, and then I'm going to be with you in New York and Stamford, Connecticut, and then I'm going to be with you in Atlanta and Nashville. So, guys, don't come to those other shows. Just come to those four that I brought up. Do it. And then also don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. There's a lot of extra bonus content over there. We have whole bonus episodes, stuff that you won't ever see here. You see over there, you see us getting physical altercations. The cop gets called. Cop. I don't know why I made it singular.
The cop.
We just had one cop.
Okay.
Bombing
yeah.
in the intros now. It's getting worse.
Been a while.
I know.
Golly, I had a good
subscribe
run.
Subscribe to our Patreon. It's a point at patreon.com/rampinguppod. And now that we have all of that out of the way, let's get into the episode.
We're ramping up. Did you know that New York was originally New Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Did you know that you're a fucking virgin looking ass bitch?
Get a better
Welcome
fact.
Back, Brady. She was not like this.
Brady,
she's trying
I
to show out.
You. I miss so much.
She's trying to fucking show
this
out,
last
dude.
This episode, I was so submissive. It was gross. Because I was like scared.
So submissive. Dude, she was glazing the shit out of me on that last part.
Yeah.
I just want to take a second
you guys
to say.
You kept looking over here at this chair to try to get your bits to land.
Yeah, we'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry you guys had to see that.
I don't like that, like. You are only nice to me when Brady's not around.
I don't want to. You're embarrassing me in front of my friend.
Brady is also my friend. I've incepted this friendship, this friend group.
Okay.
Me and Matt, yeah. Me and Matt saw each other while you were
out of town. Damn, Pam Anderson, did she just like, Zanies. She aged out of nowhere.
What the fuck do you just say?
Yeah, we went to Zanies separately, but we saw each other. Then we had beers at the house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was while you were on your bachelor beers. Party.
We were cracking cold ones.
This?
Hey.
No. No.
Man, do we want to kick this episode off with some Schmellenschwarz?
Of course. Of course we do, Matthew.
You
want to
get some Schmellenschwarz?
Like, it's both making me laugh and giving me the ick at the same time.
What about when I was sitting on the couch? That gave you the ick. But you stuck around.
Y'all,
a boisterous laugh. Boom!
We're sitting on the couch, and like the part you sit on is sort of like long, but it's not like an L shape or anything. And Matt's like butt is against the back of the couch, like it's like proper, and his legs are just
they're just barely off straight up, and I'm just like kicking
his little feet.
The bit was that the big comfy couch was at the show. Yeah.
Big comfy couch. It was Molly, Luna, and Molly.
Yeah.
A clown and her dolly.
That shit used to freak me the fuck out.
Oh, that one got me. Get on in there. Got her.
One more.
They're definitely still kicking.
Right? I mean, they're not as strong as they were.
I really bother that.
Also, everybody keeps asking what kind these are. They're Fit Fusion Labs smelling salts. So, yeah. That's what these are. Go and get you some, Brady.
I was hitting them while y'all were gone. I was watching Lulu. Me and Lulu were getting fucked.
He's like, that's how I got to work every morning. They'll wake you up, dude. Did you see it?
Shit.
Here you go. Good catch, Brady. That was totally you.
Shit throw.
I'm not going to stand for this, all right? This is already a short episode. I'm not going to get shit on the whole time.
I have to make up for all the glazing ass.
Your glazing ass. Dude, she's like, I just want to take a second to say what a great man you are.
I was lying the whole
Whatever,
time.
Whatever, dude.
He was holding a gun behind my back.
I was just like, yeah, keep going.
Fucking idiot.
Whatever, dude.
Okay. Do we want to start with questions or just go into it?
Nah, what questions?
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't do the fucking thing. What are you talking
about? I'm also out of improv stuff. Let me try to do that while.
Yeah.
Well, we'll save improv for the Patreon because it's so bad we have to hide it behind a paywall.
What do you guys want to talk about now?
I mean, let's talk about the fact that we were in France for like a week.
Yeah, France was crazy.
Tell them why you were in France.
Okay, so yeah, I haven't really gotten to talk about this. So I've spoken about the drug that I'm on for my disease called Skyclarys, right? And it's the only drug that exists, like the only treatment for my disease currently. And it is supposed to like slow the progression, and that in turn that helps with my life expectancy. It prolongs it. So it's pretty amazing, but the company Biogen that makes the drug, they hired a marketing company called 21 Grams, who's bought by Real Chemistry. All this is uninteresting.
I will say the name of the company is very interesting, though. 21 Grams. Do you know where that comes from? So, no. Very interesting name. I thought it was a drug reference, but I was wrong. Yeah. So whenever somebody dies, you have to weigh out all their body parts to account for like the weight of the person. And whenever somebody dies, there's always 21 grams missing that they can't, like, it doesn't make sense. And they're saying that's the weight of the soul leaving the body. So they called their company 21 grams because they're putting the soul back into advertising.
Really
and branding.
Cool name.
It's probably because you shit yourself when you die.
Yeah.
That's actually,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. They're putting the shit back into everything.
They're putting the shit back
into That's a really nice sentiment, but I think it might be the shit.
Yeah.
All the shit
oh,
in the
no.
moment. But no, so.
That's a light shit if you ask me.
A while ago.
21 grams?
A while ago in December, I think, I did like a. That thing they recorded me at Zany's.
Yeah, she did a. What? Oh, yeah,
remember,
I thought you were talking about
That's kind of what started this.
It was like a special for their holiday party, right?
Yeah, and I did like cleanish comedy. And, like, they had a whole production crew, and then I did sort of an interview where I talked about, you know, I answered questions
yeah.
about living with FA and how Sky Clara says, like, help better my life, yada, yada. So yep. that happens. And then a couple months later, I get a phone call from one of the women that were at that recording. And she was like, I have a really cool opportunity for you. And I was like, I was actually pooping when she called me.
21 grams.
Like, that's so funny. Cause
that
I
was your soul leaving
her.
Your body when they called
keep
you.
Muting her.
Hey, the old poop mute.
That's
oh, man, that's good shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she called me. I have a very cool opportunity. And I was like, I'm listening, mute. And, and
love it, mute.
Oh, man. And then she goes, I know, I see you have, like, your tour scheduled booked up during this time. But in June, for a week, there's this whole festival, blah, blah. We want you to be in the panel for it with Bill Nye.
The science
the
guy.
The science guy.
Bill, mm-hmm. Bill.
Who has been referenced on the pod multiple
yeah,
times.
Yeah,
half us, which we'll get to. I fucked Bill Nye.
I fucked Bill Nye.
But we'll get
Bill
there.
Nye fucked me.
We'll get there.
Scientifically.
No, but she was like, it's in Cannes. And my dumbass.
Thought she said Kansas.
I thought can was short for
you know, Can City.
And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I was
wow.
literally about to say no. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And she was like, I think confused why I was like, you know? And she was like, no, it's like in Cannes, we'll pay for your flight. I was like, I can pay for my own.
I'll probably just, yeah. You're like, look, if I do go, I'll just drive. Honestly, you guys can just give me the travel buyout. That's fine.
Oh, my God. It's in Cannes, France. And I was like, what?
Where the hell is Cannes, France, Kansas?
Like, what?
Mute.
What? Oh shit. I know. No, I mean shit.
Oh man. So basically I was like, can I do this? And so I tell my team and we'd figure it all out. And I had to reschedule a ton of shows to do this. But they are rescheduled. There are
oh the Greensboro, Greenville. What is this shit? Like fruit flies or something?
Yeah.
No.
It's flying in front of the camera.
I'm sorry. We got this dirty ass house. We've been gone for a month and.
I think it's that trash can if I had to guess.
No.
Is it empty?
No.
Yeah, that's probably it.
All right, y'all keep talking. I'm going to get
no,
this out.
Don't do it right
no.
now.
What about the whole voiceover thing? That's the reason you're in France.
Oh, shit.
You were talking about that thing. I'm like.
No, that was after it. That was after I already agreed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they hadn't even done
no
the thing that they were presenting at Cannes yet?
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Voiceover thing.
Your story's not lining up. Were we ever even in France?
You did like a voiceover job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the conference?
All right, so let me tell your story. she did a voiceover for this comedy series called Friedrich's Back, which is Nicholas Friedrich, the guy that discovered Friedrich Nicolaus. Okay, that's you see that kind of just know, let that I'm one roll. Nicolaus Friedrich, this German scientist that discovered her ataxia, known as Friedrich's ataxia. He basically comes back to life. It's a funny comedy series, and they turn and Scott Claris is like the pharmaceutical drug behind all this, and he is like, it's weird. Like, have you ever seen What You Do in the Shadows? It's a lot like, it's very
the vampire comedy thing.
Yeah, it's a very Claws. What We Do in the Shadows is hilarious, but it's a lot like that, and they did a short series on it and put it on Sky Claris' TikTok, and it, like, blew up, like, really? Millions
like
of views.
10 million.
Yeah, like, 10 million damn. Views. You can look it up on TikTok. We'll put
and
up
like
a little thing.
And, like, what I would call commercial for it starts with the video of me actually on Kill Tony from my debut. And then it goes into the voiceover I did for them, and I voiceover the whole thing.
Holy shit.
So what I wasn't aware of, even agreeing to do this, like, I didn't really understand the gravity of everything until day of or day before, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and for this series, because they use comedy and to sell or advertise a pharmaceutical drug, that's like groundbreaking. And what
I
learned,
normally pharmaceuticals are like this fake happy or like
or
sad,
like,
which is,
do you want to kill yourself? Here's a side effect, you might kill yourself, right? So that's the thing, right? Like,
they saw you talk about it on Kill Tony,
and then they started researching me, and I made them come up with this idea, and I had no idea.
She was the catalyst
was the
for
catalyst.
The whole idea.
Yeah, so they get into the Cannes Festival with this idea or whatever. They get a panel on the main stage, which
is
unheard
deal.
Of for a pharmaceutical company to get.
Yeah, it's a first.
Yeah, it was a first, but because they have me and Bill Nye. So, I didn't know this, but... That Monday
they had like the awards ceremony, and Friedrich's Back won gold. So like
shit.
The highest awards you can win, there
the
Friedrich's Back won.
They need to send you $1 billion.
The gold
dollars.
Lion. So that gets you over to France. And that first day you go, you meet Bill Nye, and take it away.
The first day I meet Bill Nye, and I'm so nervous because, like, he is my dad. Mm-hmm. He raised me. He's everything. And so I roll up, and I'm like, hey, and he is so fucking stoked to meet me. He's done all his research about me, and like, is telling me all this shit about my life, and I'm like, that is so great. You know?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and he's like quoting my ass joke to me.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I've never
what?
Heard a better opener in my life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. And then, like, we were
that's
like,
such a famous person.
Oh yeah,
to be like that, he looked you up.
I know. I was like, the fuck. And
he really
we
is a scientist.
Like,
he does his research on everything.
Walking from like one building to another to like look at the presentation area. And as we were doing that, Bill is like talking to me and walking next to me, and some random guy runs up right in front of me. And so I have to like, what? You know, stop. He's like, oh my God, Bill, I love you. Can I get a photo with you, please? And Bill, no, I was like, ah, how charming. Stepping in front of a woman in a wheelchair to ask for a photo with me. And he just kept walking. And I was like, that was so baller. Like,
Bill Nye kind of rips.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fucking sick.
How charming is such a bar.
He's like, oh my gosh, how charming. Step in front of a lady in a wheelchair to get a picture with me. Then he just walks off.
Sick as fuck.
It was fun. Like, he was like very like sassy to everybody but Fiona and me. He was so nice.
Yeah. I love Bill Nye. And then we did the following day the actual panel.
Yeah.
Which they wanted me to do 4 minutes of stand up comedy. After Bill Nye, I had to follow him. And then we all had to sit on a panel. The crowd was like kind of like tight, I guess. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it's like 400 or 500 people
crowds,
just like.
But they're there to learn.
Yeah.
And they're European.
Right.
And the whole thing was called Laughing at Doom. So they're at least knowing that there's going to be humor involved.
Right.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and everybody that like posted you on their story that I saw was like drooling. You know?
Right, right. They were shocked,
yeah.
I think. I mean, I honestly, Matt and I were both like, oh, fuck, when I was rolling up there.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, no, you're about to bomb.
Yeah.
But baby's bomb proof.
Yeah, no, I crushed.
Yeah, of course.
So good.
Did you crush on the panel?
Yeah, you had some good moments
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, I mean, like,
the panel got, like, more serious.
Mostly for Bill Nye, I think.
Yeah,
but
like you answered your part.
Every time I talked, it was good. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I bombed.
Yeah.
Right? Is that fair, Matt?
Fuck me. You don't think you bombed the panel? No.
No.
No, you did great. Mm-hmm. You had some good little zingers on the panel.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, you made like, it was, yeah, the panel was like more like serious.
Yeah.
And scientific.
Yeah.
So, zero science from this one, but very serious, good point.
Science
she
is
the science.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Science.
My buddy.
They brought a real life lab rat.
Hey, Bill, how's gravity work?
Whoa.
Whoa. We tried to get Bill to do a Zen velo. Almost.
I bet he smoked cigarettes back in the
day. Maybe. No, he never did. Because remember, both his parents did.
Yep.
We know so much about him.
His dad
he told
was
like
a,
his whole life.
The longest prisoner of war in Japan in the Inuit Territory, 4 years.
Yeah. And his mom was a code breaker the military.
And she helped win
one of the battles. Or
yeah.
One of, like, because her and, like,
the
two
US
other
was
women
the only
were
country that allowed women to be code
in the military.
And yeah.
Yeah. And they were the code
and
breakers because women
really
are good at
good.
Getting to the bottom of shit. You know?
What does
so,
it mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
so they ended up infiltrating like whatever were the reason that we could infiltrate because they broke the codes. I was like, is there not a movie about that?
In World War II? Like,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Are they American?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said U.S.
Yeah.
history.
And
his mom was, like, one of the three that, like, broke the code that, like, won this major
battle. It was
battle.
Interesting. So Bill Nye's involved in all this because his family has a different form of ataxia. I have ataxia 3. He has ataxia 27. I think he's just a carrier. He doesn't have it, but, like, his dad had it. And it was really crazy because he was telling me how like things, and I knew this, things like the genetic disease and stuff can lay dormant in you, and they can kind of be like awoken, if you will, by like stress and things like that. So while his dad was a fucking prisoner POW. Of war, his ataxia started.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, he came back like, Is it like...
And they were like, what did you do to him?
Like, I got really stressed with finals and now I can't walk. Yeah. Like, I was a POW. He kind of got to me at the end. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like...
I got stressed at finals. Oh my God, it's midterms. I can't walk.
Day 1232 of being a POW, Starbucks is still closed.
I asked for oat milk.
What do you mean I can't remember my D2L login?
The library doesn't let us vape inside.
What do you mean you're out of Adderall?
That is one thing they were not short on in World War II.
Meth. Wasn't that Hitler's whole thing? Wasn't he always meth
out? US soldiers
out?
Were taking it too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We were all taking it.
No wonder we won. Yeah. We won, right? Oh yeah, didn't we end it? With that one thing that seems like it's coming back around?
What? War?
Didn't we end World War II by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
No, the war was over before we did that.
Before Pearl Harbor?
No, Pearl Harbor was Japan bombing us.
Yeah.
And then, you idiot. And then,
first of all, Hiroshima and Nagasaki after Hitler
Pearl Harbor
was dead.
Dead.
What?
Yeah.
Then what? No.
I swear.
Yeah.
So Pearl Harbor happens, and then what, like a week later?
December 4th, 1941.
Yeah, you idiot.
All right, Ben Affleck.
Pretty nose.
I can't believe he's that old. That's crazy. Right,
so
when
we
did
we
bomb?
The war because Japan bombed Pearl Harbor.
And then we waited years before we...
We defeated
your
Hitler.
Your brother's calling you. Do you want to answer in the pod?
Yeah, we might have to edit this shit out.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, are y'all coming over for dinner tonight? I never confirmed.
Oh.
No, we have to shoot this pod at 6:30.
Okay, shit, dude. I completely forgot I was about to go for a run. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, what? You're actually on the pod right now. Anything you want to say?
All your listeners must be dumbasses if they're taking their time to tune into y'all's piece of shit podcast. And you're lucky for all the trauma I gave you as a child. That's the only reason you're a successful comedian. So
you should have beat me a little harder because I'm not a successful one.
You should have drowned
shit, drink more piss.
Oh, this is perfect. Isaac Koozies came in today.
Hell yeah. Well, I need one for my soda waters because all the trauma I inflicted on you has made me give up alcohol.
Wait, Jake, will you?
No, not really.
Will
I
you
try to repeatedly.
Tell the story of Zach and the piss?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell it's that? A pretty simple story. It's a simple story. I came home one day and I thought it'd be funny to make my little brother... See if I could trick my little brother into drinking piss by telling him it was Mountain Dew. Didn't look anything like Mountain Dew.
No.
And
but he's also
wait.
Like five. Like,
yeah. How?
Yeah. It sounds really twisted when you like bring the age into it. If he was 5 or 6, that would have meant I would have been like 13 or 14.
Oh,
so.
Jesus!
So that makes it a lot darker, I think. Like
I think that's. I think that makes it.
Yeah, details matter, brother.
Yeah. Assault against a child. Yeah, I don't know if there's some extra charges for that, but I definitely would have deserved them. But, you know, luckily little brother took it on the chin, said, you know, asked him what he thought. He said it tastes flat, and the rest is history. Oh, and, yeah, we don't really talk that much anymore, and I don't know if it stems from that, but, you know, I hope not.
He'll come around.
Well, as lame as it sounds, my running group is waiting for me, so I'm going to hop
that
off here.
It sounds even lamer than you think it does.
All right, love you too. See you, bud. So that being said, I have new merch. Yeah. I have a joke about that. And ta-da. Look at that.
Really good.
Tastes flat. It's funny because he drank piss and his only critique was the lack of carbonation. But you know what? He's doing good now. He's the most fit one in the family. Maybe we should all drink a little
his
piss.
His secret is.
The proof is in the pissing.
We bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki to scare the Russians so that they would know we had nuclear bombs.
There's not a better way to do that, like to send them a video?
You know what that reminds me of? I'm going to tell a story really quick. When I was a child and my parents were still married, so I'm like six. We had gone to my mom's like work Christmas party. My sister had acted up and embarrassed her. Now on the drive home, my mom was like, I don't want to say my sister's name, but like, she was like, Stacy, when we get home, your dad's going to spank you so hard. And she was like, I don't even care, you know. And so we get home and my dad spanks her and she doesn't react to it. And to prove to them that it did in fact hurt, they spanked me.
What the fuck?
I think about this a lot.
That's your Hiroshima?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
That is crazy.
The Russians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a shit. Stacy's the Russians. Man.
Anyways.
Okay,
yep.
I had a bigger idea in my head for the reveal of the merch, but that actually worked out perfectly. I'm excited about it, and I hope you guys buy it.
I'm excited about it. I'll buy it, baby.
Shut up. you got some new merch. It's on the San Fran.
Oh, yeah, I left my
Sacramento
Hot Wheels shirt somewhere.
Here. Ooh, and we got stuff from France, too.
Oh, yeah. We're still in the France story.
Oh, yeah, that got Lulu immediately.
Yeah. She should give me
so at the end of her presentation, the guy that 21 Grams guy had taped little miniature ducks or
chickens. What the fuck? Are you even a comedian?
Rubber chickens to the bottom of the chair.
Duh.
And everybody looked under their chair like it was a fucking Oprah. And just started going like this.
That's pretty cool.
You want it, Lulu?
What's this little tiny blue chair?
The tiny blue chair is from Nice. We were staying in Nice, France.
No, Lulu.
Oh, no.
Matt.
Go. I know. I'm sorry. So we got this tiny chair from Nice.
Honestly, loving the chair.
And it says, thank you. Funeral looked at me like I was stupid as shit for even suggesting it.
I love it.
So we're going to add that.
I just don't need more reminders.
There.
Of chairs.
This one's got wheels on it.
Hiroshima?
Yeah, what were we talking about?
That's so...
Are you wrapped up on France story?
You did the
brother
show.
So fucking funny. Let's back up to the moment we land really quick. They had a car service come pick us up from the airport.
Very fancy.
And it was this like handsome French guy. Anyways, he spoke like broken English, kind of. And we're in the car, and he is fucking stoked. He's like, when they sent me your name, I was like, I can't be her, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I follow you, like, I love
what
your stuff.
Fuck?
And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm a fucking superstar. I'm not joking.
International.
Here's what he says. Yeah, I love watching your videos because I'm trying to learn English and you talk so slow. It's easy to understand. I have not laughed that hard in a while.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was so funny.
You're helping people you didn't even know you were helping.
I fucking know. I guess it's like Spanish. Like, if you kind of understand it, but they're speaking too fast, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you're saving the world at this point.
I can do no wrong.
What are people, do people act different towards handicapped people?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's disabled people prison. Sorry, I haven't seen you in a while.
Thinking about the past.
Slipping back into your old man. Oh, that's a really good question, because that was something I was like paying attention to. Oh, I got a burp, which is confusing.
What if you sneezed into this?
I bet it would be bad.
Okay.
Get her. Brady, take some. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I did notice, like.
Oh. On a V-Lear. On a hit it on a way, yeah. All right,
continue.
Something I noticed about the Dreamer is funny. I've been writing my TED Talk for the last, like, week. And it's really a lot about this. Yeah, like in America, I feel like there's a lot of like fake, like, oh, you poor thing. Like,
bless
you
your heart.
In front of me, bless your heart. But like, there's like, thank God I'm not that bitch. Like, is really what's happening.
Yeah.
But in Europe, or at least in France, what I noticed. No one really gave a fuck. Like, there were certain, like, things in place to be like, oh, well, at the airport, you still have a place to go to make it easier, whatever. But no one was, like, doing the, like, thing.
They weren't, no. I would say in France, they weren't, like, sympathetic, but they were, like, extremely accommodating.
Okay, that's what I mean.
They would be, like, if people weren't moving, they'd be like, yo, get the fuck out of the way. They're coming through. Go, move.
But
all right, now
it
go.
It wasn't like they weren't. Yeah, they weren't trying to be like, look how good I am. Yeah,
but at the airport, they were also like, you come over here. You're over here. Go through right there. We'll get you over here. You're good.
Yeah, like I was very, like a disabled person slowing down their processes because I didn't know. But
they like come and find
come
you.
And
like, hey, come on.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah, they
like,
don't treat
it
you
was,
different.
No.
Yeah.
A really funny thing at the Cannes at the conference, I had to go to the bathroom. There's a handicap stall, which there, the handicap stalls are the first stalls in the bathroom, which makes
every time.
Way more fucking sense. In America, it's always at the very end. So it was the first stall, and it's an international festival, so people from all around the world are there. And the handicap stall was taken, so I was like, shit. And I was just sitting outside of it waiting. And I look over, and this, like, French woman, she was looking at me. And I was like, is there someone in there? And she goes, American. And I was like, what? And I was like, maybe she's calling me an American? Like, I don't know. And then this drunk American bitch, and she was like, I'm so sorry. No, it's like, taking handicap stalls is an American sport.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
More like
America,
unholy shit.
What the fuck, bro? Anyways, sorry.
Yeah,
mad.
We come back here, Brady's calling you retarded. People are still in the handicap stall. It's crazy. But what else? Oh, I yelled at somebody in the airport. Or I yelled at people in the airport.
Like, for real.
And kind of like, we were, first of all, every flight and connection
hot.
Was like that
Four
close,
minutes,
dude.
Like,
in Europe?
No, just every, that whole month.
Yeah.
And we're like trying to rush through these places and like, people are like slowly moving out of the way, which, you know, whatever. But as they're moving, they're like encouraging her. They're like, oh, you got it. You're doing good. You're great. And I'm like, y'all, she's not fucking retarded. Just like yelled it at him and just like kept going through.
I yelled up, but that pussy retarded.
Yo, but that pussy. Welp. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
A little solo dolo episode.
I feel like we didn't really get to France that much, but I think it was good.
We can come back to it in
Yeah, we'll talk about the second half of France after Amber's episode. So
maybe.
Maybe, perhaps.
Okay, well, we love you and be a real one.
Yeah, join us over at the Patreon, which we'll do here in just a second, mm-hmm. where we're cracking cold ones.
By that, I mean Celsius.
Yeah, cracking Celsius because it's during the day and we don't have problems. So. All right. Let's don't forget to follow us over to the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. And don't forget to follow her, Fiona Colley, at Fiona Colley on all social media. I'm at Matt Taylor Comedy because my name's so popular. I'll never get that. So love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're ramping up.
Shut up.